thank you for taking 10 minutes on this Monday, April 14th for CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azuz, here to get you up to speed on current events. That includes what's happening in Chile. We've reported on earthquakes that have struck near the long South American country this year. Now, part of Chile is dealing with wildfires. Officials don't know yet what caused this, but the wind has made it worse. The fires have burned about 2,000 acres in the Pacific Coast city of Valparaiso. At least 16 people have died, according to police, and hundreds of homes have been lost. Chile's president has declared a state of emergency, and that allows members of the armed forces to get involved in helping firefighters and evacuating people. 10,000 Chileans have had to leave their homes. Doctors in West Africa have been scrambling to contain a deadly outbreak of Ebola. The virus surfaced earlier this year in Guinea, and it has spread to at least one neighboring country. Health officials say so far there are at least 180 suspected or confirmed cases of the hemorrhagic fever, and more than 100 people have died, so you can see how lethal it is.
They think Ebola comes from forested areas like these ones that you're looking at now. Pathogens living inside of animals that somehow get into humans. And it's so scary because Ebola is a swift, efficient, and very bloody killer. In fact, in some cases, 9 out of 10 people who become infected actually die from this. It can take anywhere between 2 and 21 days for someone to start to get sick after they've been exposed. That's called the incubation period. And during that time, they can travel. They can travel around the country or even between countries. That's the concern. But here's a little bit of good news, and that is that you're really not contagious. You're not going to spread the virus to other people until you're sick yourself. That's when the virus is in your bodily fluids, and you're going to actually be able to spread it. But when you're sick, you're down. You're unlikely to be moving around. You're unlikely to be getting on a plane. But even after you've recovered, in some cases, you can still transmit the disease for a period of time after that for up to 6 weeks. The symptoms here can often start off looking like the flu. You get a headache, people have fever, they start to feel unwell, tired. But then after that, it gets unpretty. People actually start to develop significant diarrhea. They may start to vomit. But what really is a hallmark of this is that it becomes bloody. The body starts to be unable to clot, and as a result, you see bleeding on the outside, but it's the bleeding on the inside that's the most concerning, and it can often cause death. It's a difficult thing to test for, and that's part of the problem. In the beginning of outbreaks like this, nobody knows what's happening, and that's when people become careless. That's when healthcare workers start to get infected, and that's how something like this starts to spread.
All right, there are a number of precautions that healthcare officials take when they're in areas of disease outbreaks. You might have seen the full body suits worn by them or workers at the CDC. Dr. Gupta is actually in Guinea right now. He shows us how some preparation is in the bag.
What you're looking at here is a go bag. It's what we journalists carry whenever we cover a risky situation, whether it be a combat zone or a natural disaster or an infectious disease outbreak. One of the mandatory things we're always going to have, some sort of first aid kit. We carry that wherever we go. But after that, it becomes a little bit more specific. For example, here in Guinea, one of the concerns is malaria, typhoid fever. So we make sure, for example, we have a DEET, simple DEET. We cover ourselves with that. And also medications for malaria, which we start taking a few days before we cover the story. Also, we may find ourselves all of a sudden outside, staying in a tent. So we have something like a mosquito net to protect us that way. When it comes to Ebola, there are some specific concerns. We know it's not airborne, but it does spread through bodily fluids. And we know the person who is spreading it is typically very sick before they become contagious. So if we're in the vicinity of people who are already sick, we take special precautions. Besides a mask, for example, we'll have gloves to cover up our hands. We'll have a suit like this to cover up all of our skin, even goggles to protect our eyes. And we'll wash our hands before and after. These are simple steps, but they can make a huge difference. The key is to do your homework, to make sure you're not taking any unnecessary chances, and to make sure you have a go bag like this to stay prepared.